Eye in the sky. Carl slammed the metal door shut. I'm gonna kill him. Killing is bad, his friend Russell responded as he fingered the combination on his locker. Weren't you awake during Bible class? Mr. Mead clearly stated that the Ten Commandments insist taking human life is a no-no. Yeah, well, someone must have slept through the part about thou shalt not steal because my fielder's mitt is gone. Russell gasped. Your new one? Yep. Hey, my bat is missing too, Russell said with a sudden frown. I stuck it in here this morning after practice. I'm gonna kill him. Someone ripped off my catcher's mask, 12-year-old Stacy reported as she joined the two boys, and Jeff's Orioles cap. That was my good luck cap, Jeff announced. I was wearing it the day William hit that in-the-park home run. Russell lifted his hand. Wait, I see a pattern developing. Glove, bat, catcher's mask, and Orioles cap. What's that say to you? Jeff blinked. There's going to be a masquerade party and someone wants to go as Cal Ripken? Ripken's a shortstop, you moron, Carl moaned. One thing's for sure. Whoever stole our stuff had to know the combination of our lockers and exactly when we'd be in class. Stacy nodded. That information is kept in the registrar's office. The thief must have been snooping around in there, too. We'd better report this to someone, Carl suggested. How about Mr. Mead? He seemed like a trustworthy kind of person. Everyone agreed and headed down the hallway. The Bible teacher looked up from his papers to see four long-faced seventh graders standing before him. Hey, guys, what's up? We've been robbed, Russell stated. Someone took our baseball equipment right out of our lockers. Really? Mr. Mead said, lowering his pencil. When? This morning. We had practice during first period, then headed straight to class. Why would someone steal our stuff? Stacy asked. Those things are important. She shivered. It makes me feel kind of insecure, like I can't trust anyone. Yeah, Jeff added. It's scary knowing someone can rip me off whenever they want. Mr. Mead reached for the phone. Now, don't get all paranoid, he encouraged. We have rules against stealing and ways of dealing with... Hello? Security? We had a situation in the West Wing this morning. Locker area? Between 10 and noon. Yes? Good. We'll be right there. Mr. Mead stood. Come on, he invited. Let's get to the bottom of this. The four friends followed their teacher down the long hallway and paused at a door marked Security. A deep voice answered the teacher's knock, and the group quickly filed into a small office. Mr. Scoggins, the security guard, sat behind a neat, orderly desk. What was taken? He asked. Carl listed the items and then added, How are you going to catch that jerk? The uniformed man smiled. We may not have to, he said, pressing a button on a nearby videotape machine. Unfortunately, this isn't the first such case this week. The registrar's office was hit on Monday, the science lab yesterday, so just last night we installed a few security cameras around the school and hooked them up to these machines in my office. If the theft happened this morning between 10 and 12, we've got video of the thief in action. Stacy moved closer to Carl. I don't know if I want to see this. You don't have to, Mr. Scoggins said softly, but it would be helpful if you can identify the perpetrator. He broke one of our school rules, and we'd really like to keep him from breaking it again. I'll watch, Carl offered. Me too, Russell and Jeff added. Stacy nodded slowly. Okay, if it'll keep him from messing around with our stuff. I don't want anyone else to lose anything important. She lifted her chin. Play the tape. A black and white image of the West Wing hallway flickered to life on the monitor behind Mr. Scoggins' desk. The young people saw a flurry of activity around the lockers as students retrieved their books for the next class. Then the crowd thinned until the hallway was empty. A time indicator on the bottom right-hand corner of the screen reported that it was exactly 10:05 a.m. The security officer reached for the recorder. I'm going to fast-forward the tape so time will pass more quickly. If you see anything, let me know. Wavy lines appeared over the scene as the tape raced through the machine. The counter sped up as the minutes blinked by. After a few moments, Russell gasped, There! I see someone by the back door. It's 10:42 a.m. Everyone should be in class. Mr. Scoggins slowed the tape as the image of a young boy moved to a row of lockers. The viewer saw him pause at door number 103. That's mine, Jeff said, pointing. The stranger checked a piece of paper that he took from his pocket, then fingered the lock. Swinging open the door, he retrieved a well-worn cap and tucked it into his jacket. Then, in clear view of the camera, he hurried to Stacy's locker, then Russell's, and to Carl's. Do you recognize him? Mr. Scoggins asked as the visitor left the scene. No, the four classmates said quietly. He doesn't go to our school, but he must know that we play baseball. Maybe he's been to one of our games. Mr. Scoggins retrieved the tape from the machine. He probably got the combinations from the registrar's office files. I'll take this to the authorities for evidence. We got a pretty good look at him, and they can probably track him down. Thanks for helping out. With that, he left the room. Why, Stacy breathed, why did he steal our stuff? Mr. Meade shook his head sadly. For a lot of reasons, none of them good. He'll get caught and tossed into juvenile detention with others like him. But his victims suffer too. You guys have lost items that are important to you. You've experienced insecurity and feelings of fear. What a terrible price to pay for someone else breaking a rule. Carl sighed. I used to think school laws were a royal pain. Not anymore. Because some jerk broke a rule, I got hurt. But, Stacy added, I feel better knowing that camera is up there watching the lockers. At least the bad guys will be caught. Mr. Meade walked to the door. Tomorrow in Bible class, maybe we should talk about how school rules and the Ten Commandments can actually be good for us. What do you think? The seventh graders nodded and headed down the hallway toward the cafeteria. As they passed the lockers, they glanced up at the newly installed security camera hanging below the ceiling panels. Rules might be good, Russell announced. But that eye in the sky doesn't hurt either, especially when it's aimed at my locker. Don't tell our Bible teacher, Jeff warned with a chuckle. He'll probably go on and on about how God is like that camera. Hey, I don't care if he does, Stacy sighed. I'm just glad somebody's watching over us.